This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You are getting the best possible information.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Wow.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If you woke up every morning and I told you you suck, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you you are the best fit for this, how would it make you feel?
You heard from Tua exactly what McDaniel means to him.
Today's guests, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, Falcons quarterback, Kirk Cousins, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk will be joining us shortly here on this Tuesday show. Kirk Cousins is going to be joining us in hour number three. He had a playlist that I guess it was his birthday yesterday, so they gave him the Falcons gave him the ability to
I guess pick the music and practice.
The music. Is that what it was?
I feel like that's what it was.
And RJ Herrera, our jack of all trades of the Rich Eisen Show, saw the playlist and thinks most of them that he chose are from his Guitar Hero days. That a lot of them are from what, rock star, guitar hero, band hero, those those video games of the early aughts.
Yeah, some Madden, I think, mixed in there too as well. Yeah, yeah. Kirk probably was a gamer.
You think?
Yeah, in the early 2000s, and that's the list he came up with. It's great. It's a perfect, like, dad 20 year ago list.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Jimmy Eat World, All American Rejects, Green Day, Fountains of Wayne, Blink 182, Good Charlotte, The Killers, Gym Class Heroes, Foo Fighters, Fallout Boy.
It's good. It's a good playlist.
Okay.
All the small things.
All right.
Mr. Brightside's on there, so it's a good list.
Let's fire that up.
Yeah, that's definitely not Guitar Hero, Mr. Brightside, right?
No, that might have been. Was that in Madden? That might have been in a video game
or
something.
Yeah, that was in one of those.
I feel like that was in a video game.
So basically, RJ is saying he's a gamer, and that's the way he's coming up with this material.
I mean, literally, it was the first thing RJ hit me with when I walked in the door today. He was so like, yo, Liz.
Well, that's later on.
I like it.
On
like
the program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is about to join us here. And I know one of the things that he's been talking a bit about lately on his feeds and his show or what's going on in Atlanta. And again, like as I mentioned, Kirk Cousins is going to be joining us in hour number three. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is back here on the program. Son of Mine is out on September 3rd, $4.99 ebook pre-order on Amazon right now. And the author and also the man behind Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, here on the program. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Rich. Sorry I'm a little tardy. I had to make what ended up being a very long walk from where I do this, upstairs, across the garage, up to the studio, and back down. And I tried to do it in a way that I wouldn't be winded. Maybe I could be a biathlete because I am not winded. I should be winded. It was a quick, brisk walk. I got my exercise in for the day. Sorry I was late.
Listen, you got your steps and you're ready to roll. It's great to see you here. I know the Michael Penix pick from April is something that we're going to be talking about for years, and we'll see how the 2024 season plays out to see if he has any significant playing time and the reason why he has it, and then what happens in the years between that and the time when they hope they'll have a Jordan Love situation on their hands. But the fact that he's not playing the rest of this preseason after just popping up in the first game, I know that's something of interest to you, and I'll give you the floor on what you think is going on in Atlanta right now, Mike.
Well, it's always hard to predict if you have a rational mind, and some of the times I do, the actions and motivations of people who seem to be acting irrationally. And it was irrational for the Falcons to use the eighth overall pick on Michael Penix Jr. after giving $100 million fully guaranteed as a practical matter to Kirk Cousins 6 weeks earlier. It is irrational to not let Penix get reps over the balance of the preseason when he's not going to be playing this year or next year or the year after, if you listen to how the Falcons have spun this. The fact that they're not playing the guy, I think, points to multiple potential explanations. It could be as simple as they got freaked out by J.J. McCarthy's season-ending knee injury. It could be that They are concerned that maybe Kirk Cousins won't be ready to go week one and they may need Penix. Maybe, and this occurred to me today when Chris Sims and I were talking it through, maybe they've decided to just ride with Penix with the caveat that Kirk isn't ready. So we're going with Penix until Kirk is ready. And this is the one way you can kind of bench a rookie quarterback who gets overwhelmed. Because once you go with the guy, it's very hard to go back. But if they would go with Penix under this guise of Kirk isn't ready, and then Penix would struggle, all of a sudden Kirk is ready. And I don't want to overcomplicate it. I'm just trying to make sense of something that is nonsensical. Penix not playing in the preseason, if Cousins is the wire-to-wire guy, makes no sense.
What if they want to showcase Heinicke? What if they're sitting out there saying, we don't want to, for whatever reason, I can't be cap, but Heinicke as a third-string guy, maybe a team like, say, Minnesota looks at their depth now that J.J. McCarthy's out for the season, or another team might just put him on film for everybody to see right now. Could that be it too, Mike? What do you think?
Well, that's a possible explanation. They went with Heinicke and John Paddock in lieu of Penix. Penix still could have gone through a couple of drives.
Sure.
Just the process of getting yourself ready, being in uniform, all the pregame stuff. There's valuable experience in that. He wasn't dressed. He was in street clothes watching everything unfold. So Heinicke could have played anyway. And I think they need to keep Heinicke. Now, there's a thought at some point he could be traded. He may be a valuable veteran backup in a place like Chicago where Tyson Bagent is number two behind Caleb Williams. But look at last year. If you don't keep three quarterbacks around this year, three guys you trust to play, shame on you, because last year we saw what can happen to a team that doesn't go three deep at the position. So you got Cousins at age 36 coming off of the torn Achilles. You've got Michael Penix Jr., who's 24 and has had multiple injuries. You better keep Heinicke around. You better have him ready to go, because it doesn't take much to go haywire for Heinicke to be QB1.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, PFT live on Peacock right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Listen, I know we're 2+ weeks away from the first week of the regular season, and I'm just kind of surprised it hasn't struck midnight for CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys or Ayuk and the 49ers right now. What's your assessment of what's happening there?
Well, midnight is the key word. It's a deadline-driven business. Anytime you're talking about high-stakes negotiations, the two sides have to have a general understanding of when the chariot turns into a pumpkin, when it's time to get the deal done. Because if you move to your bottom-line position and there's still time left, you will be squeezed off of it. So both sides, assuming that in Ayuk and in Lamb's situation, you could throw in Jamar Chase as well, that they understand when midnight arrives, that's when the deal gets done. And one of the things we've heard from Jerry Jones throughout training camp in the preseason, there's no urgency to get CeeDee Lamb back in the building now. So they don't have midnight as start of camp, week one of the preseason. Midnight for them presumably is when they begin practicing in earnest for the week one game at Cleveland. So I'd say a week to two, somewhere in there, probably after the final preseason game, there's a break that the players have, maybe next Thursday, Friday, around there, but in advance of getting to work when everybody gets back together after that post-preseason break to get ready for week one at Cleveland.
So now let's break them out one by one. What is the holdup with Ayuk? What's happening?
Well, I think what's happened is with Ayuk reportedly, and I have no reason to doubt this, saying no to trades to the Patriots or the Browns who were teed up, it's the Steelers or he stays put. And since the Steelers came in reportedly, and I've heard nothing to disprove this either, less than the other places, I think the 49ers woke up and realized, hey, if all these other teams are willing to pay this guy more than what we're willing to pay him, maybe we should pay him more. And I think the 49ers have been hiding behind this notion that, yeah, he's a number one receiver, but we don't use him like a number one receiver, so we can't pay him like a number one receiver. Well, other teams are willing to pay him like a number one receiver, so you should too. And I think the longer this lasts, the harder it is for him to go anywhere but where he is. Because think about how difficult it would be, Rich, to plug and play Brandon Ayuk into Arthur Smith's offense with new quarterback, and we don't know who the starter is going to be in Pittsburgh yet, new teammates, new coaching staff, new terminology, new everything, moving across the country. I think the closer we get to week one, the harder it is to pull that off. But I can't imagine at the end of the day, the end result being Brandon Ayuk grabs his helmet and plays for $14.1 million this year. I feel like it's got to be at a minimum a new deal or a trade. It can't be 14-1.
So what's the holdup with CeeDee Lamb? Is it the annual per year not being north of Justin Jefferson, Mike?
Well, APY is always the first factor that we look at. And I think from the player's perspective generally, and I've talked to players about this over the year, the idea is that's the way you measure your worth, your value within the locker room, across teams. What's my APY, new money? And Jefferson's at 35. Where do the Cowboys want to be? Shame on the Cowboys for not getting the deal done before Jefferson got paid. It's always sensible to do these deals early because the numbers always go up. There will be other factors that come into play. When is the escape hatch on the contract? When the Cowboys went through this with Amari Cooper a few years back, 5 years, $100 million contract, $20 million a year. After 2 years, they were going to cut him until they traded into the Browns. And that's when the market went haywire. In hindsight, $20 million a year looks pretty good. So it's how many years are they going to be committed to CeeDee Lamb, the guaranteed money, how much is truly guaranteed at signing? Those are all factors, but APY leans over this, and 35, more than 35, I don't know that he justifies more than 35 or even 35, you know, somewhere around AJ Brown, 32 maybe, but it sounds like he's holding firm for 35, and we'll see. We'll see what Jerry's bottom line is when the clock strikes midnight, whenever that may be.
Yeah, when is that, man? I mean, they're in Cleveland in 2.5 weeks. You know what I mean?
It's got to be Labor Day. It's got to be no later than September 2nd. It's got to be, because that's when you start practicing. How are you getting the guy ready to play in week one if he's not there? But, you know, remember 1993, Emmitt Smith skipped the first two games. The Cowboys lost both, and then Jerry finally caved, and they won the Super Bowl that year. So it could last into the regular season, but I'd be shocked if that happens. Yeah. I think Jerry wanted to milk this for all the attention it's worth, and then he'll know at the right time when to move the chips into the middle of the table and get this done.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Live with PFT Live with Mike Florio is a podcast version of the family of shows that Mike hosts and also produces and puts on the air right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so then I'll just open it up to you. What's the story of the preseason we're not paying enough attention to? That you've been hearing, interested in.
When I watch these games, and I haven't watched all of them, and a lot of time the video's on, but the audio isn't. When we talk about the dynamic kickoff, I still think there's a good chance that plenty of teams are going to decide not just halfway through the season. I used to think by halfway through the season they'd get there. It may be as of week one. I'm not going to be your guinea pig. I'm kicking the ball out of the end zone, and you can start at the 30. Because the NFL had a conference call yesterday, and they said the average field position so far is the 28.7, I believe. It's north of the 28, maybe 28.3, 28.7, somewhere between 28 and 29. So just give up the extra yard and a half and take off the table the risk of a long return, the risk of a touchdown. You know, it's not worth pinning your hopes to something we have no idea how it's going to play out. And I think there will be coaches who, as of week one, yeah, they go through this process during the preseason. But if the NFL doesn't change the touchback point from the 30 to the 35, and all the owners are meeting next Tuesday, there'll be a quorum. They'll be able to – Robert's Rules of Order will be satisfied. They'll be able to move it to the 35 if they want. If they don't, then the question becomes, would they actually change the rules during the season – if the dynamic kickoff ends up being a dud? They don't like to change the rules during the season. But yesterday, the NFL didn't rule out any changes at any time, but they said it's not likely for now that it goes from the 30 to the 35. They may feel differently when week one rolls around, because I think a lot of teams are just going to say, take the 30, we'll play defense, and we won't risk getting burned for a long touchdown that could cost us a game, that could cost us a playoff spot, that could cost me my job.
Yeah, Sean Payton's already said make it the 35 and you got yourself a better rule. I mean, he's absolutely verbalized that. And a lot of the coaches that have come on this show, I've asked them about it. I think they would agree that it would be a better rule. But in terms of at the end of the game, you know, and you've got a 4-point lead and you're kicking off because you just got a field goal to take a 4-point lead, or you scored a touchdown to take a 4-point lead, screw it. You know, put it on the 30, because you're not giving up a touchdown quickly on somebody creasing the blocking area, right? Like that, and you'd rather just say play 70 yards of defense and go to work. if you're a coach.
Yeah, especially if Tyreek Hill's standing back there waiting to receive that kick when you're up 4 points late in the game. And the other benefit too, Rich, and I've heard talk about this, because I think the coaches are keeping their cards close to the vest, because I think they'd like to get through next Tuesday without the touchback point being moved from the 30 to the 35, because then they can implement this plan to just give up the 30. Because if it becomes a 35, then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, now we have to actually kick off. So they'd prefer, I think, the ones who are thinking about kicking out of the end zone would like it to stay at the 30. Another benefit, you don't have to practice kickoff coverage. Just bang it out of the end zone. It's less time you have to devote to the limited time you have to get your team ready to do everything your team has got to be ready to do. We don't have to screw around with kickoff coverage, take that off the table, use our time on other things.
Okay, man. Congrats in advance of a son of mine. I read a review of it called A Fast-Paced Mob Family Saga with compelling characters, great dialogue, and hard-boiled vengeance. Without the mob in there, that sounds like the NFL. You know, I mean, so
you said that, not me.
I know that, right? So, well,
I prefer hard boiled vengeance to soft boiled or poached vengeance.
Hard boiled vengeance.
I like it hard. I like my vengeance hard boiled.
So, congratulations on that. It's
I shouldn't be snarky about a good review.
No,
it's I'm being asked.
But you know what? You only know one speed, brother. So it's out September 3rd, just in time for the football season. $4.99.
I told you, didn't I tell you before why I picked September 3rd? I told you that, didn't I?
Go for it.
That was the date of the expired milk that Kramer drank and threw up all over Susan's suede vest, September 3rd. The 3rd, and he started doing that.
Oh,
one of the great scenes.
God.
I don't have favorite episodes. I have favorite moments.
Of course.
And that's one of the great moments of the series.
Well, great. I look forward to chatting with you before the season and the ebook coming out as well. I always appreciate the time, Mike. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks, Rich. See you, pal.
That's Mike Florio. Everybody follow at Pro Football Talk right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That I go back and forth with this new kickoff rule. Every time I look up, it looks weird. And you're like, what is happening? But nobody's showing a hand, and you know there are some people who have come up with some plays that
absolutely
that are going
to
be,
and they can have all the plays drawn up that they want, but if the team just kicks it into the end zone, then what good are they?
Well, you got to be ready in case they don't.
By the way, I don't own a team in the National Football League. I don't believe I'll ever be in such a position.
Hey, never say never, Rich.
Never say never, man.
I mean, I don't have
Powerballs?
7 billion Rich Eisen fan of the game cards to sell. You know? Nice. To get liquid enough to buy a team.
But if you did.
Also, 7's probably a little light now.
To get 51% of a team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Just controlling. That's all I want is controlling. Sure. I'm not 100%. I can have partners. Look at us.
Hey.
I would make sure that my best talent is locked up sooner rather than later. What is the point? If you know you're going to pay CeeDee Lamb 33, 34, 35, 32, and I don't...
You'd really be
No, it takes two to tango. It takes two to tango, and CeeDee might, just choosing this in particular, CeeDee might take... he might take the time here to play it out himself, that he's fine. He knows his body's ready. He knows he doesn't have to work out. He knows exactly what the playbook is. He knows exactly when he can step in and be ready week one to take out the Cleveland Browns defense. All he's got to do is just be in the fold on that Monday of Labor Day and off you go. And he knows that, and he's going to be cool, and he knows that he's not worried about it. I know he is. I don't just think he's sitting at home, you know, eating full bags of Doritos.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't work on timing. These are things you can't work on.
All of this stuff. I would just never risk it. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And if it is just the amount of back-end contract money for the 49ers to give the APY to Brandon Ayuk, what he wants, I don't understand that either. But again, I'm only 4+ years into being management here at this show.
Yeah, none of us are asking for that type of scratch.
Well, so. I mean, there is a door.
I need my APY up with Stugatz. I don't know what to tell you, Rich. We're going to have a conversation offline.
I need to be on the same level as Boston Connor.
Everybody's salary in our business isn't published, and there aren't websites to actually break down what it is. Right. And that's why money is viewed as respect.
Rich, I'm sitting out. I'm walking out right now.
No, you do half the time anyway.
I do, actually.
I'm used to that.
I'm a part-time player anyway.
You know what I mean? But that, I can understand that that's why the holdouts happen. It's a respect situation because everybody knows how much that guy's making. Right. And if you don't pay me the same as that guy, I'm better than that guy. It's a competitive thing where, you know, top receivers in the game are challenging the gold medal winners in the 100 meters to say, let's race 50 yards. You know what I mean? It's a very competitive alpha moment. I understand how this all goes. So if you can take that emotion out of owning a team and just say, fine. Make him happy. I want happy employees. I want happy people. And I don't want them happy. I want them in the mix before the season. I want them at least breaking a sweat in practice a couple of weeks before the season.
Yeah, you need chemistry. You need team bonding. All that's important.
The first action CeeDee Lamb has of the 2024 NFL offseason and season should not be week one. It should...
No, and I understand that, and there are other circumstances where players are injured. Like it sure looks to me like Aaron Rodgers' first snap since his Achilles snap will be looking at Nick Bosa with his fingers. With his fingers.
How does that make you feel as a fan, though?
That's scary.
You want me to answer that question? How would it make me feel? Let me just speak on behalf of Jet fans here on this front,
please.
Of course, it's scary, but would I rather have him get dinged up in the Snoopy Bowl? Brian Burns pulling a spin move on somebody and all of a sudden he's taking down Aaron Rodgers in a game that means nothing? Hell no. Hell no. So what I'm bringing this up for is just the circumstances. Rodgers isn't just the only one. Name another one. Jeffrey Simmons. Remember Jeffrey Simmons was saying he can't wait to get out there when he was in here? I mean, name anybody who didn't finish the season. Josh Jacobs didn't finish the season.
I'm just saying.
Has he played a snap? I don't think he's played a snap for the Packers yet, right?
No. I'm just saying Rodgers specifically hasn't played in 2 years.
Well.
Can't really count that.
Yeah, less than 2 years.
Can't count four snaps.
No, you can't. No, I understand that. So if you can help it, I don't blame Saleh for basically telling Rodgers, you're not playing the preseason. But, you know. And CeeDee Lamb might not have played the preseason at all had he been in the fold and health and signed anyway.
Probably.
But you
not.
Can bring him in. You can end this thing. But then again, I don't own an NFL team.
But if you did, you're saying your guys would be signed. Or you'd be.
Well, if I did.
You'd be the Howie Roseman.
Let me tell you.
You would get your stuff done early.
Let me tell you. I would be that guy. And number two, if I owned an NFL team. My fan of the game card would 1,000,000% be more than $1 plus tax. Can you tell I'm bothered by that?
Now it's signed.
It's signed.
It's just the plastic
to Bobby
case,
Bones,
Rich.
Who's been disrespected by Julianne Hough. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, she said his Dancing with the Stars championship was not merited.
Is tainted?
Fugazi?
What? Asterix?
How? He stuffed the ballot box?
That she accused him winning not because he was the best dancer, he was just the most popular.
Ooh. You know, it's funny. When he was here last week, he did say, he said it, he goes, I found the way to, did he say manipulate the votes? He said something.
Oh, listen.
Something, maybe that wasn't the exact, but he
Robert
did say something.
Bones. Wow. Listen, how dare you? Let me tell you something.
It's not his fault.
When they
he's
say
popular?
Nobody can ever take it away from you, they never thought of it would be Ms. Hough trying to do that.
It's not Bobby Bones' fault that he's popular.
By the way, I saw the ball. The shiny ball.
Mirror ball.
Yes. I saw
it. It's a mirror ball. Come on.
It's in his podcast studio. Saw it.
Is it big?
No, try and take it away from him. You got to get past the gated security. No one's going to take that. Bobby, just keep it where it is. They're not going to take it.
Dancing with the Stars beef.
Wow.
Who knew?
Who's the Italian guy who stands and screams? What's his name?
Oh, Big Dom.
No.
Oh.
the judge on Dancing.
Len.
Len may rest in peace. He passed away.
Bobby Bones!
Okay. Let's take a break. 844-204 Rich. Number to tell. Now I want you to be mute. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it actually for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. It's kind of difficult to describe to people who were unfamiliar with it,
have
as you might
have
been.
Patrick Mahomes?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yes, I have met Patrick Mahomes.
He's one of my heroes.
Oh, is that right?
That's true.
Oh. Okay.
I root for that team, even though I've never lived there.
Yes.
I think he is just phenomenal to watch.
Apropos of...
Nothing.
I was going to talk about the season finale of Barry, and you were talking about the season finale of two Super Bowls ago.
And I was hoping Patrick was in it.
Next time you come on,
yes,
we'll make sure Mahomes is on the phone. We'll do that.
Truly?
You like him that much, huh?
I think that his ability is such a cut above. He is so passionate in the way he plays.
Yes.
He is so... improvisorial in the way he plays. He is so sure. I just think it is instinctually great, actually.
Okay. Well, he now knows that, and we will make sure that we'll make this happen.
Yeah.
It would be my
honor. Does he listen?
Yes.
Patrick, hi.
He does.
How are you?
These things...
So can I just say, no, if Patrick is listening, I'd like to, we make a great chicken stuffed with ricotta and spinach.
Yes.
With an unbelievable reduction. It can be yours if you're here in L.A.
Well, the Chiefs come play the Chargers, right? The Chiefs
they
play
do.
The Chargers.
They do, actually.
We'll make this happen.
Those guys are good, too.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're good quarterbacks.
Yeah, they are.
They are not Mahomes.
That is correct. The Chiefs have yet to lose a Super Bowl since that conversation. Related? I think so. Absolutely think so. Ever since Henry Winkler and Patrick Mahomes became BFFs.
Oops.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'm watching the Little League World Series. You guys into this or what?
I mean, Rich,
you checking this stuff out?
What do you think? We're watching it.
It's so much fun. I can only imagine what these parents must be going through watching their kids do this, play this. Because, you know, in the brief stint that Cooper had playing Little League locally here, I just how proud they must be and how intense this whole thing must be. And then the other night it was great watching the Yankees and the Tigers in Williamsport. Did you see that? And how Jazz Chisholm was sitting with the players. Yankees and Tigers players were just hanging out with the kids. How great that must have been.
That was awesome.
And ESPN's ratings were through the roof for that game.
It was cool. Good game.
Yeah. Oh, good game.
Yeah, the Jazz Chisholm thing was awesome, Rich.
You know, so wasn't the Jazz Chisholm thing?
Yeah, it's just great. He's mentioned how one kid came up to him. He goes, "My friend is your biggest fan." And then later he saw the kid at the end of the line and he pulled him over. And Jazz is like, "You know, I'm your big brother now." And so he like,
yeah, Juan Soto was on the bus. The Yankees were on the bus with some of the kids too. It's just great.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then they grow up and then you can't stand watching them play. Like, just for instance, Clay Holmes. Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I mentioned before how Cooper and I can't say his name now.
Yeah.
It's Shmay Shmoams. He even texted me the other day, "Hey, Dad, Shmay Shmoams is coming into the game."
Shmay Shmoams.
Because he's got 10 blown saves. That's the most by a Yankee closer since Dave Spaghetti Rigetti.
Rigetti.
Blew 13 saves in 1987.
Yes.
But they're sticking with him. They are sticking with him. And honestly, I think I look good for my age, but this man ages me. Clay Holmes ages me. Like, honestly, yesterday, Cooper said to me, "Yankees are off tonight, Dad." And I said to him, "That means no Shmay Shmoams tonight." Yeah. Literally said that to him. He laughed. Yeah. But I don't understand why managers just won't switch it up. Like, why aren't we you know what I mean?
Who are you going to clap close instead?
They're going to the seventh and eighth guys. See what they can do.
Yeah.
Shake it up. What's the big deal?
I personally think Aaron Boone's doing a great job.
I know that.
So.
I do like your manager a lot.
I do too. I wish we
were a little bit better.
Wouldn't stop blowing games.
I know that. But it's crazy. Right. If you look at the records in baseball right now, the best records in baseball, I think like 9 teams have it.
Yeah, 72, 73.
They're all right around the same number of wins.
It's 73. Like,
this playoffs
72, 73,
be...
74.
Well, that's like baseball wanted awesome. Parity in that regard. You got it.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I was just looking.
You got it. Like, nobody's blown away the competition.
Nope.
Occasionally, despite the Yankees having a dreadful run from mid-June all the way towards the end of the All-Star break and just barely through it, they're right there along with the Orioles and the Phillies.
Yeah, the Dodgers have 74, and then the Phillies, Yankees and Orioles have 73, the Guardians and Brewers have 72, and the Padres have 71.
That's right.
Yeah. They've kind of snuck up on everybody.
And you know who might be playing the best baseball out of all of them is Kansas City.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to pitch to Bobby Witt, man.
No kidding. You are not stuttering.
You don't want to pitch to that dude.
You are not stuttering.
I mean, if Judge wasn't doing what he was doing, Witt would be MVP.
Do me a favor. Look up, are the Royals in town when we're in town? Because we'll invite Bobby Witt on the program. See if he'll make it. The guy who George Brett says he will watch any at-bat Bobby Witt has.
Yeah, they're home. You guys, they're there.
They are. Okay. Let's do it. Let's reach out.
What days you got?
Oh, man, they're playing the Guardians.
Yeah.
It's a huge series.
By the way, it's a huge series. Okay.
Wow.
Oof. See if he wants to spend a weekday morning with us for a few minutes.
Seems like Wednesday night we got plans, boys.
It's a baseball game.
We're going to that game.
Well, that's a great stadium.
You can ask one of the part owners of the team to see if he can get his tickets.
That's not a bad idea.
At any rate, long story short, Shmay Shmoams, I just can't. We can't have it anymore.
Rich, tearing you guys apart.
Rich Rivera's not coming back.
Let's do something for Cooper that we can actually affect.
Okay. Positive. Consulting?
RES Consulting, unite.
Yes.
Because he, in his fantasy, he's got a million fantasy leagues. One of his fellow classmates at his school invited him to a 20-team league. 20. I've never heard of it before.
Oh,
20.
That's too many.
What, he says, one good player.
He goes, Dad, they're having trouble filling it out. I'm like, okay, then throw it open to all Los Angeles schools. Maybe it'll help. 20-team league. Never heard of that. And he's already done.
Wow.
Before he went to camp in June, he did two drafts.
That's nuts.
And by the way, you have never lived until you've heard multiple 13-year-olds talk about football.
Oh.
It is great.
It's got to be.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We've got one call every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Connor. Listen to Connor.
I wouldn't invite him in your league. That Connor seems like a ringer.
Connor might win.
Connor's already looking at the Jets Cats 2026 when he called in yesterday.
Connor seems like a ringer.
He's like the Don Bowie of your basketball league. Yeah. He can't lose.
Bowie just wins. By the way,
that hurt. That hurt to just do that. But it's true. I mean, listen, but he's in a league with his camp friends. That picks this Sunday.
Okay.
PPR.
Okay.
10 teams, snake draft.
Love
He's
it.
Second overall. The guy, the young man who is first overall, has told the entire league. It's just like the old days where you just knew.
Oh, you announced
it was like the Bears. It was like the Bears with, like, well, it's not the Bears. The Bears kind of even kept it under wraps about Caleb until 5 minutes.
Mario Williams and all those guys.
Right. It's McCaffrey's going first.
Okay, great. That
so who easy. Do you take second overall? Now, I told him what I think everybody's choices would be here in the room.
Okay.
But he still wanted me to ask you anyway.
Okay.
I predicted what you would say, Chris.
Bijan.
That's what I said. Problem is, for him, he had Bijan last year. And he's really scarred from the experience.
I get it. Arthur Smith is not there.
And I told him that.
And Bijan is going to get 400 touches.
But you know how it is with fantasy. You want to switch
snake
it up.
You got to mix it
but
up.
But you also want to switch it up. Like, I already went through that last
year.
Sure,
I totally get it.
I told him that you would say Bijan.
Totally get it.
I told him what you would say.
Which is who? Because I don't even know.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
Who, by the way, if you look at some of the mock drafts and the rankings, in a PPR league, he's in fact second.
There. Yeah. Well, it's like him and Tyreek, pretty much.
Tyreek Hill.
Wide receivers.
I mean, you kind of know me a little bit, I guess.
I said that, but would you say something else?
I would say either CeeDee or I got this weird. Your boy Breece Hall, I watched an interview with him. He was so confident in himself that it made me go, bet, I believe you.
Now, his issue with Breece Hall. This may be his mother's doing.
He's a Patriot fan. That makes sense. It's
not just that he's a Patriot fan. He just doesn't trust a Jet.
That's fair.
Cooper just cannot trust his fantasy season to a New York Jet.
You know, you could
smart kid.
You could easily get him to sway his thinking, though, right?
No. I stay out of it.
I know, but you could tell him, like, that's something
out of it.
Rooting for Breece Hall will allow you guys to, like, have it even closer bond on
no somebody. that has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it in all honesty.
Gotcha.
But he has seen Breece rip off 70 yarders. Like, he's seen Breece what he can do.
Breece is good.
And I did tell him that Breece had a 1,000-yard season last year in the dumpster of dumpster fire seasons. That guy still
true that
did his thing with all the different quarterbacks and all the struggles and all of it. No line, no scheme, no quarterback.
No hope.
No hope, no big whoop. For fantasy, he just won't trust it to a Jet. So he's thinking of, it doesn't matter. He's thinking of Tyreek Hill.
No, that's pretty good.
Like, I think that's what he's thinking of doing.
Third overall in a lot of rankings, so.
Look, he's going to get his, obviously.
So let me just ask this again. And we got Kirk Cousins coming up, and obviously he won't, you know, give up too much, but I'm sure he will talk glowingly of him because everybody speaks glowingly of him. Why do you think Bijan Robinson is going to have one of those monster fantasy seasons? Why do you think that, based off of what we saw last year and what the unknown is this year?
Well, while his touches were limited last year, you could see how explosive he was, how durable he was. He's such a great receiver, even though that wasn't part of Arthur Smith's plan. But based on conversations and things that have been kind of said, he is going to get the usage. He is going to get the red zone carries. He's going to get the down by the goal line carries. It's going to be used.
You
in the
sure won't be?
Attack.
It won't be Algier the Vulture again.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be more of.
Do we know that? Have we spoken to an offensive coordinator? We haven't seen it.
We don't know that.
All right.
No. I'm not.
I'm just.
That's why I'm asking. Like, why are you so? Is it Sarah? Is Sarah like chirping in your ear about how great? Okay.
They have to. Also, they have to.
I agree. By the way, I agree. Like the conventional wisdom, certainly in the fantasy world. Certainly in the fantasy world.
Is he is RB2 in everything.
Arthur Smith.
Totally blew it.
Totally 100%. Yeah. Not blew it, but figuratively handcuffed him.
Yeah.
And forced anybody to handcuff him, to use that phrase, to Algier. Right, right. If you were so fortunate in fantasy last year to get both.
The general consensus feeling about it is that he is going to be unleashed this season.
Last year was just scarring for him.
It was tough.
He had Bijan last year.
Me too. It was tough.
And it destroyed him. Destroyed him. And he was so frustrated. And he was like, so to sit here and go, oh, I'll go back to him. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's
and
tough.
Then, you want to enjoy your fantasy season. And living through that again would not be enjoyable.
He would do CD if CD was signed. How can you draft CD Lamb, you know, second overall when he's not signed on Sunday? By Sunday. How are you going to do it?
Well, your fantasy season can't end in week one.
That's a good thing.
So if he plays the last, say he misses week one.
Right.
It's fine. So you lose. Big deal. You go 11-1.
I think he's going to go Tyreek Hill.
That's certainly that's fun.
Because he won't do it yet. He just won't do it.
Yeah.
He won't do it.
It's going to hurt you a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
Come on, bro. Just a slight. Just
what does it hurt me? What does it hurt me? In all honesty.
No?
No. It doesn't hurt me. He's his own mind. He's his own person. You know, but again, what I'm going to sit here and say, no, you should definitely trust a team who has some reason, 50 years on now, there's something going on with the football gods with them. Oh, yeah. Take that guy from that team.
You guys got Clay Holmes, the Bondo.
Oh, God, Schmay Schmoes. Don't even mention it. All right, I'll take anybody wants to talk, but 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We'll take some phone calls. Kirk Cousins will be joining us top of hour number three. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. And let me tell you about Greenlight, folks. My wife and I use it for our oldest kid. Time is moving fast. Used to be, you didn't have to worry about what your kids were doing with money. But Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and money habits, while kids also learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Anytime my oldest son uses his Greenlight card, I get an alert. How much he's spending, where he's spending it, and he also knows the limit that he has, so he learns how to save, invest, and spend wisely. I use it, my wife uses it, my kids use it, you should too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/rich. 35 years ago, Saved by the Bell premiered. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Man, I love that show.
Can I tell you something?
Never saw it.
Never watched an episode
from start to finish. You're
a little
Bell.
Too old.
Ever.
For Saved by the Bell,
about?
Right?
1989?
I mean,
hey, you were 20.
Yeah, it was 20.
You weren't watching Saved by the Bell.
But they were in like middle school.
So what?
Okay, no,
what are you talking about?
Rich.
I don't know. It just seems like that wouldn't have been on a 20-year-old's radar.
Yeah, probably not.
At 20, you were in college, so...
Yeah, that wouldn't have been on your radar.
Yeah, you probably
would. That was a Saturday morning show.
Yeah, I definitely didn't watch that.
You were
asleep.
No. Yeah.
With pizza in your hand.
Never watched it beginning to end. Yeah. You guys did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was 9, So yeah,
Harbaugh showed up on an episode, right?
Yeah, but that was the college years one.
Oh,
they tried to do a college years with like Bob Golic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. He was like the RA or something. Or...
I did see Mr. Belding sing "Friends in Low Places" at the same karaoke event at the Jimmy V golf tournament that that Jordan had Barkley sing "I Believe I Can Fly" to him.
Wasn't our buddy Patrick Fabian? He was on the college years too, I think.
Was he really?
I think so.
I don't know. TV 35 years ago.
Mr. Belding was everywhere in these streets back in the day. I used to see him out all the time.
What do you mean in the streets?
And it's just like, sometimes I go to a bar or something, there'd be Mr. Belding. We go to a club, it's like, oh, Mr. Belding's here. Like he was just out there sometimes.
But you watched that show, Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
But you're my age.
I'm younger than you, dog.
Rich.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
So what gives you an idea? If a 20-year-old's not watching it, then what, a 15-year-old is? Is he 5 years younger than me? Is he 50?
I don't actually know. Sadly.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody.
I'm
all right.
Younger than I look.
We got three win-loss games. You choose, Chris. What do you want to hear?
Let's go Pete in Connecticut.
Pete in Connecticut.
Yeah.
What's up, Pete in Connecticut? How are you, sir?
Peter.
Boys, how are you?
We're good. What's up?
What to do, baby?
Pete's a better New Jersey or Connecticut?
Oh my God, Connecticut. Don't get me started on Jersey, but just because of the traffic.
Okay.
All right. What do you got? What do you want to do?
I would like to do a Vikings win-loss. I've been a fan since Moss and Culpepper.
Okay. All right. Since Moss and Culpepper.
Okay.
Interesting. We'll say a little Jake Reed action.
Ooh, Jake Reed.
Everybody forgets about Jake Reed.
Jake Reed was nice.
Jake Reed was very nice.
He was like the Alvin Harper of that team. Like,
all right. Here we go. Win-loss game. Pete in Connecticut.
Pete.
At the Giants, what happens?
That's going to be a win.
Season opening win. Home for the 49ers.
That is going to be a loss.
All right. Home for the Texans.
Another loss.
Then 1-2 at the Packers.
Unfortunately, a loss.
1-3 taking on the Jets in London. I'll be at the mic of that game.
Hang on.
My brother's a big Jets fan, and unfortunately, that will be a loss.
So you're saying that Vikings start one, going to their bye week 1-4. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I'm going somewhere.
All right. This one okay. Here. Home for the Lions.
Unfortunately, another loss.
1-5 at the Rams.
My dad will be at that one. Unfortunately, another loss.
1-6 home for the Colts. What is happening?
Take that one away.
Hey.
All right.
We're back. A 6-game losing streak after our opening win against the Giants. 2-6 at the Jaguars.
Jaguar.
We'll go win.
3-6 at the Titans.
Afraid of Jeffrey Simmons, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say to Sam Darnold. That's going to be a loss.
Whoa!
No, first time. Maybe second.
3-7 at the Bears.
I think that's the one in Chicago, so we're going to go loss.
3-8 home for the Cardinals.
Win.
4-8 home for the Falcons.
As much as I'd like to win that one, I think it's going to be a loss because I want them to win it.
4-9 home for the Bears in a Monday night.
Those white uniforms look sweet. We'll take the win.
5-9 at the Seahawks.
That's going to be a loss.
5-10 home for the Packers.
And a loss.
At the Lions.
Another loss.
All right, so 5-12. Now what's the kicker here, Pete? Do you not like the team anymore?
I've always loved the team since back then, as I said. However, my kicker to you is the thing that is going to be questioned if this is actually true and we lose that many games. When we do, do they think to draft another quarterback next year?
No, Pete. I don't think.
I know this might be an overreaction Tuesday thing here, but
nice, Pete.
Thought that's going to be going.
I don't think so. Yeah. Listen,
I knew that's where Pete was going with this.
No. JJ McCarthy is your guy. That you know, he'll be. By the way, 22 when he comes back.
Yeah, young.
He's still on the young age. He's not like one of the older rookies that say you know Penix, right?
Or Bo Nix, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, but then again, I need to see what happens in college football. And I wouldn't think that certain teams these days, you never know anymore, but we'll see how high they draft. Thanks for the call, Pete. I appreciate it. Did you see somebody tweeted out when Stephon Gilmore got signed by the Vikings that the Vikings signed somebody that Sam Darnold used to throwing passes to? Thought you as a Patriot. Was that your burner account, Chris?
Pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I wish I had a burner
account. Somebody tweeted that one. I'm like, wait
a
minute.
That's really funny.
Right?
That's really funny.
He might have been one of Adam seeing ghosts, right?
Could have been.
Yeah, so that would have been.
I think Gilmore was on the Patriots at the time.
Is Darnold 2018?
Yeah.
Oh, so Gilmore won Defensive Player of the Year that year, I think.
Could have been that.
Nice.
Seeing ghosts.
Listen, man, I'll tell you.
Mono.
I don't know. I'm excited for Sam Darnold.
Well, it's last chance saloon for Sam.
I don't know about that.
Dude, he's on his seventh team.
So what?
What do you mean?
I don't know about last chance. Like Gardner Minshew's getting a start, dude.
We've won his last chance, too.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll buy it.
Okay, thank you.
Jimmy in San Antonio. What's up, Jimmy?
Jimmy. Where is it for?
So, hermanos.
What's up?
Well.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm good. Just 2 days into this week, and you guys are on fire. I mean, Del Tufo's been called the part-time player.
Yes.
TJ jumping out with Big Dom when you said screaming Italian. Oh, my. And your card's only worth a dollar. This is
plus tax,
great.
Jimmy. Yeah. Don't forget the tax.
No shortchanges, man.
I'll start the bidding at five. How's that?
Attaboy.
Does that you're make
always,
you feel better?
You've always got a big heart.
And then I didn't have this on my notes, but Dennis Haskins.
That's right.
Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding, Dennis Haskins.
Yep. Did party. I worked security for the NBA All-Star game in San Antonio in college, and there was like Boyz II Men, LL Cool J, Will Smith, Brandy, and Mr. Belding. And he was the only one who was hungover.
Oh,
I told you, man.
My man took advantage.
I wasn't making this up, Jimmy.
He lived his life.
It was out there.
Don't play her hand.
That was the bell that was being saved.
You know? I know.
The dude's a legend as far as partying because he would have all the kids come up to him and he was like, yeah, I'll do a shot with you. Let's go.
Yes. People love that dude, Rich. I'm telling you.
I saw it in person. I know.
I'm pretty sure I drank out of a bottle of Patron with Mr. Belding.
Damn. Oh,
got you in the zone.
You know what I mean?
Hold on, ATJ. All right. Well, the reason I called was Little League Baseball, y'all. Burney, Texas is a suburb, little town right outside of San Antonio. Everyone's excited. You know, they're 12 to 13-year-old kids, and it means the world to them. You know, you see them cry when they lose.
Yeah, I know.
No 13-year-old wants to cry in front of his other 13-year-old friends. And the other thing is, it's a true world championship, right? We can agree on
That's right, Noah Lyles. Take that. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Really appreciate it. Jimmy always brings it.
Noah Lyles can't say nothing about this.
Also, Stephon Gilmore did have a pick in the Seeing Ghost game.
That's,
of course.
That tweet made me laugh out loud. And it's just like, okay, this place isn't such a hellscape all the time. All the time. Kirk Cousins is going to be joining us from the Atlanta Falcons. They are setting up his camera as we speak.
Oh,
can't
great.
Wait to chat with him next. Still here on the Roku Sports Channel. Do you know, do you think is he sick of that?
He ain't my problem. Yeah, I don't play with
are we no. over you like no. that? That's so.
That was great.
That's so. That was in Washington.
Yeah.
That was when
GIF,
he was
GIF, whatever they call
him. Like,
yeah, that was like pre-football team even.
Yeah. But you're now closely associated with that.
That's all.
That was 2015.
I know.
Wow.
He's been at it a while.
Maybe we should move on,
dude. He was in the RG3 draft.
No, I know.
No.
I can't believe they did that.
Would you tell Fonzie to move on from A? Like, no, you wouldn't. You like that. That's Kirk right like, there, man. Like, that's his thing.
You like that.
They were 9 years ago.
Dude.
That's 9 years?
What season is this for him? Yeah. I should know this in advance of him joining.
Well, he was drafted in 12, and this is 14, so that'll be year 13 for Kirk.
Damn.
Ooh. You like that?
Quick wow. math.
I never thought. You'd like, say Kirk Cousins' career is about to be bar mitzvahed. Wow.
I am
Dude, I will never forget sitting there. Maybe I should ask him about that.
Are we bringing in the moil for this
season? No, God,
season?
That's not a bar mitzvah.
Oh, my bad.
Good Lord.
Are we doing people on chairs dancing around?
Maybe I'll ask him about this draft night, because I didn't expect it. I'll tell you
was
that.
Was Kirk third or fourth round?
I think it was fourth. Dude, 200, yeah. He's it's fourth. Crazy. Yeah, it's fourth crazy. Round, 102nd overall pick. Ooh.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate
I'm not
towards?
Self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.